Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities, with John and Ms. J. Today, we're going to have a very good guest for you guys, and I see the board is filled up right now. People are steady calling in, and her name is Ms. Shelley Hernandez. But before we go any farther, I would ask Ms. J if she would take the pleasure on bringing Ms. Hernandez on air.
Absolutely. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. If you're listening by internet, thank you and welcome as well. Ms. Hernandez is a mother, a community activist. She's a record label owner, or once was one, and now she has a radio station. So we're going to talk about what she is doing currently for the community. But before we get started, Ms. Hernandez, tell them a little bit about you, Shelley. Tell them something about you that I did not tell them, so they can get to know you.
I am a very multifaceted individual. I know a lot about everything. I don't know everything, but I know a lot. And I started my radio station because, Demo Spin Radio, because I used to be a performer. I used to sing and dance professionally, got paid for it. And I decided I wasn't cut out for that thing. And I decided that when I started a record label and I saw these people paying to play their music. They weren't making money off their music, but they were wasting money, you know, paying to play their music to be heard. And I didn't think it was right. So I created Demo Spin Radio in order to help independent artists get on the radio, do their things right, and get paid residual income through their BMI or ASCAP. But I found out in doing that the people didn't do their stuff right, period. And so I set out to focus on those individuals and try to assist them in doing it the right way, because a lot of people out there are wasting their time and their money and resources on something that's never going to take place. And because I once thought I was going to be a famous singer, and my thyroid problem caused, if you hear my voice, it caused me to lose my singing voice. So I didn't have all my eggs in one basket, though, because I was a dancer. But then I got neuropathy, and I was unable to do those things. So I had to focus on something that I wanted to do or could do. And I decided to use all my knowledge and experience to help others in that way, and to try and keep them from selling their souls for just a few minutes of fame. And I've been successful in that endeavor, but then I also a writer. I got nominated Poet of the Year in 2008. I'm working on a novel series. It's like an autobiography to just basically help people to get to understand me. And it's talking about a story that's it's basically a person's untold story. He's doing life in prison for no reason, and nobody is doing anything about it. So I wanted to help do that.
So all right. That's pretty good because, it's, like you said, you're doing multiple things. But what I like about the most of is that you're taking, even though you had your personal tragedies or disappointments or whatever, you are using those to empower you to help others. So that's a great way to turn that around, because you could become bitter and not do anything. But what you did was you decided to take your knowledge to bless other people and to, you know, make their journey a little bit easier. And I think that's pretty awesome. And that is a great way to give
that's
back,
right.
Because if we know something, we should share it. We should teach it.
Well, to be honest, I did go through a period of bitterness, and, you know, I had to make my own decision to make what was bad into something good and reverse
that's
it. That took me a very long time.
Absolutely. And what were you saying, John?
Well, yeah, to let the audience know, well, the reason why I brought Miss Shelley on the show is because Miss Shelley, what she does, she connects a lot of people. She supports a lot of organizations and companies and people in general. And sometimes, you know, our supporters, if it wouldn't be for them, we would be nowhere.
That's
Uplifting
right.
Community talk show, anybody, it could be Walmart or whatever. You know, we don't give enough credit to the people that actually support us. And Miss Shelley, she's a supporter. I'm talking about this lady will support. This lady will hook people up, people that's doing positive things. And we need more of that. And to tell these supporters, thank you so much for supporting us. You know, but not only that, Miss Shelley, explain to the audience what you're doing for the communities now.
Well, basically what I'm trying to do is create an alliance of people and resources that can be readily available for whatever purposes that are necessary, because we depend on the government too much. And we have no resources of our own, but we're all separate. So, I mean, I get to hold out for money and get paid for what I know, but I found that no progress is being made because everybody's holding their gifts and their talents back to get paid, and nobody's helping each other. Everything's a competition. But if we realize that we work together, it will take less energy and time and resources if we all combine together rather than being just one guy, you know, doing it all. And I ain't being one guy doing it all the time. No, the struggle. And I'm like, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, what do you want for this? And I'm like, listen, man, if I ask you for money or I tell you, hey, this is going to cost you, then expect that. But me, when I do these things, I don't charge no one. I do it because I can. You know, I had nothing else better to do at the time, and I saw a need, and I met it. A lot of people are hurting themselves by going out. I've seen it a million times. They go out and go through 10 or 15 different people, and they get burned. And I just hook them up with the right people that will help them in the right way. And because of my reputation with these people, I don't just have alliances within the music industry. I mean, I've got alliances in every facet you could think of, government, politics. I may not practice these things, but I have built a relationship, a solid relationship. And my integrity, my reputation with these people is solid. And so when I ask them for help or I link them with these people, they know that these people are worth their time because I wouldn't have took the time, you know, and I plug you in. That means you don't got to go work your way to the top. I plug you right in to where you need to be. But I don't just choose anybody. I choose the ones that I see that will help the communities and help others or be in a position where they can actually make a bigger impact than I can, because I can't do some of the things. I'm sorry?
No, I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement with you.
Oh, I heard your voice. That's why. I'm sorry. Okay, I thought you guys were trying to ask me a question. Everybody tells me you can't get a word in edgewise with me, so I just don't want to be rude. But like I was saying, you know, a lot of people, they wait you know, like they have all these wonderful resources and all these skills, and they know it doesn't take very much. I know a guy, he makes $20 and all it costs him is $4.95, but all these people that need it, he could just give it to them, but he don't. And he could make so much more progress if he was for the greater good. Me, I'm trying to change things because we rule, we have dominion in the earth. And what we're fighting against are the powers of the air and the principalities, you know. And my principle is this. If I put this person, plug them in to the right place, then that person will then have their resources and their fans and everything, plus they'll have the other person's fans and their resources. I call it fan sharing. And those two people combined start doing great things, and then those things start to grow. And those, I work on a barter and trade system. People, I get things for free. My name is like money in the industry. People know my name as money. I can get you anything you want at a very discounted rate, if not nothing, because I have made people money. I use the radio station as a vehicle to get all the resources and gather them together. And, you know, I gave them, I initiated them by giving them something first that they needed because I had it to give, you know, and they became indebted to me.
Right.
And in turn, being indebted to me, I never asked them anything for anything.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize. So basically, you're the people that you do things for, you are paying forward. You're hoping they take what you give, you bless them with, and bless somebody else, and so therefore be paid forward.
I would never get anything, honey. I always get cut out of the deal. I've had my heart broken a few times where I don't want nothing from you, but how dare you? I put you in the highest position I could put you in.
I think you just misunderstood me. I'm asking you, not you personally, but because you bless other people, and like you said, you're doing it from your heart and you're doing it for free with the plugins. What they're hoping is that they take that same kindness that you've shown and pay forward and make something good that come from it. You know, either giving it back, giving another person an opportunity, or giving their community opportunity. The whole basis of you plugging them in is that they pay forward in some type of positive way towards maybe another person or their community.
Well, yes.
I think that's what it is also. And, Ms. Shirley, I wanted to ask you another question, okay, while we are on the communities. If it's one thing that you can change in a community, what would it be?
It would be the actual unity of things, you know. When we were younger, and we're all older, so we know, but people younger than us don't. But when we were younger, there was, like, rules. We call it old school now, but we lived by certain standards and morals. But now there's none of that in society unless it's with us, the elders. And so somehow this generation has missed it. And what I want to do is bring that back to the community, you know. And it's hard because it's supposed to start at home. And we need to find a catalyst where people can actually have the influence to teach the young people, because that's where it's at, our future, our kids. Everything else, we can't change these old people that are set in their ways, but we do have a chance with the youth. So what I want to do is create a way for these kids to learn. I mean, there's things that I want to teach them, like their constitutional rights. I want to teach them a lot of things, how to be entrepreneurs, because they don't teach that in school. You know, they don't teach you certain things in school that maybe would help if they knew ahead of time so that they could start having a vision and a dream, you know. And if we could put something together, you know, in every community, you know, it would be a huge blessing for our future. I'm not talking about the elderly people. They live their lives, and it's actually our fault that it's all messed up.
Right.
You know, I take my part of the blame.
Right.
And
Shelley.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And but you're 100% right what you're saying. But what I'm asking you, if it's one thing that you can change in the community, what would it be? What you see in the community that really, really need change?
I want to abolish gangs.
Abolish what?
Gangs.
Okay.
Get rid of them.
Okay.
I want them to cease to exist.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And also, I see we have boards for filled up. If anybody want to ask a question or elaborate on something, I will get Ms. Shelley Hernandez say, please press 1, and I would let you know that I would see that you want to come on air.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So, what you think, Ms. J, about what Ms. Shelley is talking about?
Well, I think that paying forward is really the key. If someone else blesses you with a blessing, then you take that blessing and you pay it forward. So if with the ability to plug in and connect individuals, I always go back and leave something. You know, you always remember home or where you came from, you know. So I always think about that when you think about community. Anything that I'm doing that can bless anyone in the community, I'm going to do it. And I always say, you don't owe me. I just ask that you pay it forward. You know.
Right.
You know, so
that's
I,
right.
You know, and,
well,
and that's it. You don't
mm-hmm.
owe me, but you pay it forward. That's how you, you know, bless the blessing. You know.
Well,
that's right. You're right. Well, we have a caller. We have a caller. We have a caller. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let the caller on air. Okay.
Absolutely.
Hello?
Hello, caller. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Jay. I'm calling out of Pomona, California. And this is more so of a compliment because I'm aware of Ms. Shelley's her contributions to society. She is a philanthropist. She gives to homeless, and she gives a lot of herself, and I just would like to commend her on her humanitarianism and how she contributes to helping upcoming artists and entertainment industry and stuff like that. She's really a godsend, and you guys really have a very special person on the panel, and I just wanted to state that.
That's
okay.
Really nice.
Thank you
that
very much.
That is really nice. That is really nice. Yeah, Ms. Shelley, she's doing a lot of positive work in the communities. And,
yes,
you know, and she deserved to be spotlighted.
Yes, she does.
That's the way it is. You know, sometime in life, you know, we go around and we do this and we do that and we do all kind of stuff. And we support and support and support. And no one says thank you.
Well, yeah.
But we keep on going. And it's time for somebody to step forward. This is why the talk show Uplifting Communities is so important. It's because there's people watching through, listening in throughout the United States. I'm not, you know, and they know Ms. Shelley now. We have, you know, who she's doing and who she is, who she represents.
Who she represents.
You know?
That's right. That's right.
May I speak? I would like to say it is an honor to be recognized by something of this caliber, because you could be recognized by anything secular, and, you know, everybody is like, yeah, you know, MTV, BET, you know, but that doesn't mean anything to me. This kind of thing is the highest honor to me, because that shows that my faith also has works, and God says whatever you do in secret will be shouted from the rooftops, And I don't go and broadcast what I do. You might see what I'm doing if you're paying attention, but I don't go and say, hey, I'm doing this, unless I'm promoting. But when somebody comes, and this is the first time in my whole life anybody has ever said anything or recognized me in any fashion for anything I do. And, I mean, I've had, like you said, John, people just take it and run, you know. They don't stick around, you know, and I've had a lot of that. So when you asked me to do this, I was so excited because this to me is like God's way of promoting me, you know. He said man will promote you, but that God would, you know.
Well,
so that's all I ever was waiting for is God to give me the nod, you know, like you're doing it, you know. So this is more of a confirmation and an affirmation and a promotion from God this exact moment.
Wow.
So I just want you
that's
to know it really means a lot to me.
Yeah, well,
so
hey, you special. Okay. Always remember that, Miss Hernandez.
I'm
crying
too. It really means a lot, you guys.
Because that's so beautiful, you know. And, like, we all got our imperfections. We've all made mistakes. But we got to see past all that, and we got to start looking at people's hearts and just look at the people because we all living in glass houses, you know. And I know that feeling when you just feel like you give so much and nobody ever says thank you. Everybody's just got their hand out for more. So I've been there. I testify with you. So I am so glad that this show meant that much to you. Seriously.
And then when John told me what the uplifting communities really was about, how it's not just his community but all communities, because I'm international. The things I do reach, you know, not just here but all around the world. I don't just deal here. I actually, you know, go outside, you know, and I try to keep it so that people can have an open dialogue with me so that we can make progress where there was none. And a lot of people don't have the resources in other countries that we do. So when I give them, there was a young man in Africa, and he became, because he was writing for our radio station, he was able to get a paying position. He just was an intern for us. And because he was writing for us, he was able to get in Africa, because he asked me to expand Demelston and put it out in Africa. But I thought maybe it might turn out bad. So I wanted to just tell him, just commit and we'll talk about it. And then he ended up getting another job working for a radio station, getting paid. And I was so happy for him. He stopped writing for us, but I still promote him. It's just he was able to excel with what little I gave him, and he did something with the little things that I gave him, you know. And now he's getting paid, and he's living a good life over there. And I'm happy for him, you know. It's
that's
things
cool.
like that.
That's
that really
cool. That's what it's about. That's really what it's about.
That's what it's about.
And sometimes you don't know what you're dealing with, you know, especially dealing on the internet, you know. And I've learned one thing, and when you're going to give, God says, you know, you put it in the fertile ground and you'll get a return. And I always was wondering, why do people do this? So now I try to look for people that are like-minded, that are, you know, for the same purpose and objective and the greater good. When I say the greater good, I mean, because some people aren't godly, but they do good things and they, you know, do good works. And those people are, you know, an asset as well. Just because they don't believe in our God doesn't mean that they can't benefit us. And maybe our lives can testify to their lives somehow and save them. So
yeah,
I help
about
everyone.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is really awesome. Because
we all have to be going towards the same path, you know. If you're not on the same path, I can't do anything. I call it being a soldier at war.
Yeah, learn to do what you can do. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You give what you can give, and then what you can't, you can. And then they get the blessings from it. So that's really good. That's really, really good.
And it gets exhausting sometimes, and I want to give up sometimes. So
that's the human side. That's the human. Humans get tired. Your spiritual side is never tired. That's when you're human, your human side.
You know what it is, Ms. Shelley? What it is, I think, that's just my view now. Sometime in life we can do so much. We can just give and just pour and just pour and just pour.
Mm-hmm.
Until nobody's saying thank you. We see you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until it could be to where, you know, it feels as though we're not doing nothing.
Yes.
You know,
and then
you know,
that
it's like,
it's
like it's worthless what we doing because nobody sees us. Nobody is saying nothing. So,
yes,
we need that thank you. We need that spotlight. We need that thank you, you know, from people. And that's why God inspired myself and Miss J came on board to do this talk show, Uplifting Communities. That's all this is about. It's about connecting people that's positive. It's about recognizing people. It's about letting people know that, hey, thank you for doing what you're doing in your community. Thank you for helping grandma, you understand, taking her to the store or helping her walk across the street or helping her put her bags of groceries in the trunk of her car. That's what this talk show is about. That's what Uplifting Your Communities, I think, is about. It's about helping and knowledge, too. And you putting knowledge, you hooking people up, you always doing that. You always supporting, you know. And it's time for us as Americans to start looking at the regular people, people that's actually doing and making a difference in our community, you know. Because, you know, you might do something in your community. You don't get recognized once it's all gone. Who's going to get recognized? Either the mayor or the district manager or whatever. Miss Shelley going to be, you know, brushed under the rug. You ain't did nothing. Mm-hmm. That's how things, but we putting a stop to that.
Oh, that's
you
going to get,
you know, we're
going to
say
you
thank
guys
you.
Really quickly, can I share this with you? Because this is how I get past the thank you, because nobody does really thank me for anything. There's maybe Brennan Christian, who's an actor, he always thanks me. But I learned from this woman, she taught me that if all you want is a thank you, then that's all you're going to get. And so I stopped wanting a thank you, you know, after that. And I was like, thank God for that. Then I started to go back into people's lives and look at their progress. And that was what kept me going, is seeing that they took what little I gave them and they made something great. I call it follow up and follow through.
Okay.
Because I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink it. Like, I can tell you how to do everything, but I can't make you do it. I can't put the information in your
computer. Okay, well, Michelle, we only got a minute and 30 seconds left on the show, so I'm going to ask Ms. J to close us out.
Okay.
All right, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carla from Pomona.
Keep up the good work,
boy. So anyway, but thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Michelle, for sharing information. I'll post her website if you want to get plugged in some kind of way. You'll have her information. We'll post that thank you like we always do on our talk show page. I'll Uplift the Community talk show plays. You can do that. But we really appreciate you taking the time. And when John told me about it, I was like, this is a little different. But, you know, it was really good because John is right. Sometimes just the people need to be recognized just because it's just because. So we appreciate you coming, and we thank you. And, Mr. John, you want to close us out, sweetie?
Yes, And like Ms. J said, I want to thank you, Ms. Shelley, for coming on the show. I really, really appreciate everything that you're doing for the communities. And you got 10 seconds now. 10 seconds. If you want to You want to say something positive to the audience, go for it. 10 seconds.
Just don't give up. That's it. Don't give up. That's all I can say.
Huh? Okay. Well, with that said, good night, everybody. And y'all enjoy the rest of your day.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelly. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Bye.